going to listen to Last Resort theme song again.
Get it?
Octavarian, Octavarian, this is my last Octavarian.
Hey, everybody.
Seriously?
Welcome to episode 37 of the Octavarius podcast.
Oh my god, totally. We're almost 40.
We're just singing the bus cow theme from the Octavarius wrestling show. Thanks to everyone that came to
Thank
that.
You all god, so much. Awesome. Fucking rock.
A special thanks to Ethan Goldman for being a fabulous ringside announcer.
Yeah.
And also
stumbled a few lines, but it was all right.
Yeah. And a special thanks to Colt Cabana, who has his own podcast, and you can find him online, and you can also see him at Ring of Honor. He's still wrestling there.
I just saw that he sent me, he tweeted some match he did that was recorded. It was a chain matches where you're chained to your opponent.
Yeah. Oh, like a strap match?
Yeah, but with chains.
With a chain instead of a strap.
Yeah, that's cool. It was cool. Pretty hardcore. Someone was bleeding in that match.
I like that you started with "he sent me," like it was like a really personal thing, and then you switched it to "he tweeted."
Well, that's what how it happened. He didn't really send it to me.
Like, I'd like to give a special no thanks to Tins and Biwo for disbanding Octavarius. You guys are a bunch of jerks.
But we brought it back together.
We're basically over it.
Yeah, we're all okay. So, we can agree. We're all okay.
I'm surprised
okay.
we're all still friends after that.
Yeah. It's a very, very violent overthrowing.
What a trying time.
A lifetime movie.
A lifetime movie?
Yeah.
A lifetime wrestling movie? How many ladies are going to watch that?
It would star Meredith Baxter Burney.
Who watched Legendary, the movie with...
I don't know why you keep plugging this, but this movie is garbage.
Actually, you know what?
Have
Legendary.
You seen it, Tim?
Legendary.
I don't need to.
The trailer does look like it is like a Lifetime wrestling
yeah,
movie.
It does.
Also, Lauren, you know that movie is already out on DVD.
No way.
Yeah.
Yes.
It took like 5 weeks, Lauren.
not even, Tim.
Now I'm going to have to rent it. That's awesome.
Save yourself the time. I'll give you the review. People wrestle and it's shitty. Anyway, let's start over at the dejected end of the room. Sound off.
You mean the best end of the room? It's Lauren.
It's Lisa.
It's Gustavi.
It's Tim.
It is Mark.
It's Biwo.
It's Keith.
It's LP.
Cool. Well,
I'm Robert.
I believe. Oh man, where the hell is our mailbag?
Only there was someone who always had it.
Oh wait, I have it.
Uh-huh.
Hang on a second.
Wow,
it's a lot of carbon dioxide in that mailbag.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a little flat now.
It was sealed. It was sealed.
This letter comes to us from a Sally Fruthers.
Why does he pretend to read still?
Yeah, like you're pretending to read it off of a cap.
A soda cap.
It's
clearly
really
a soda
cap. Is that just for us? Thank you.
I'm in the world.
Sure, guys. If none of you want to know what Sally Fruthers has
Sally
to say.
Fruthers.
It was
Sally
wait,
Fruthers.
It was, I thought it was Sally Crothers a minute ago.
No, it was Fruthers. Totally
it
Fruthers.
Was Fruthers.
It was Fruthers.
Fruthers,
Fruthers anyway.
All the way.
Doesn't matter.
Where is Sally Fruthers from?
Sally Fruthers is from Plano, Illinois.
Oh, Plano.
Plano?
Garden spot of Illinois. Yeah.
It's a place.
Is it really?
Yes. I don't know. I refer to Plano, Texas.
It is slightly less fake sounding than Partyville, Wisconsin.
Which is also a real
which place. Which is also a real place.
Fair enough. Anyway, what's Sally
so have to say? Sally writes, hello, but spelled with one L. Hello, Octavarius. I am 7 years old.
Seven.
My favorite animal is cheetahs. When I grow up, I want firemen.
I guess you're talking about dyslexia.
But I am scared. I am just in kindergarten.
Impossible.
You belong there.
7 years old?
No, she belongs in second grade.
Well, oh, you know you what, you guys? It's written really badly. It might be like a 5
poorly,
or 6.
Poorly, Mark. Poorly.
So we're dealing with a kindergartner and a liar.
What's your question?
I don't know this man.
Fireman.
What is up on that?
Kindergarten it is.
But you,
We have a show this coming Sunday at Comedy Sports Theater, 929 West Belmont at 7 p.m. That's Kindergarten Beat.
Oh, that's right. That is our kindergarten show. Oh.
Thanks to the Chicago Reader for saying how great we are.
Man, yeah. Really hope that happens.
Hopefully. We hope.
We said Time Magazine talked about us once, too.
No, it was Newsweek.
Oh, Newsweek. I mean, that's right.
Like yeah, Fareed Zakaria wrote a whole...
Zakaria. Fareed Zakaria.
I only read it in his great magazine normally. Please write about us.
Now, do you guys remember Kindergarten very vividly?
Briefly.
Yes.
Only parts of it.
I have so many kindergarten memories.
Really?
Yeah.
I only have a strong one.
Kindergarten for me is like an awesome party. It's just really spotty.
12.
What's a big one for you?
A big one would probably be the time that Hank helped me get to the bathroom during nap time.
Wait,
Hank,
so you
Hank
were
is featured in our Tennessee podcast?
Yes,
for everybody.
So you, I didn't realize. You probably have said this. So you've known Hank that long
since I was 3 or 4. Actually, I learned before because my brother Brian was friends with Jay, which is Hank's older brother. They're both the same age, and Hank and I are about the same age. So. I went over like as a play date probably when I was 3. And plus, both of my moms were teachers, so they knew each other that way. And it's just a small town; everybody knows everybody. But yeah, I've known Hank for probably 20 years.
Wow,
that's huge.
Yeah.
So, wait, tell us that story.
Yeah.
So, it was nap time, and I hated nap time. I never wanted a nap. I never needed a nap. I still don't
remember.
Nap.
Did everyone have kindergarten nap time in kindergarten?
No, I hated it. I did not.
They worked us to the bone.
So wait, did you have a full day of kindergarten, or were you just a morning or an afternoon?
Full day.
Wow. See, I had a half day.
Half day. Yeah. Yeah.
So how many were full day? Keith, LP,
and
our producer Robert,
and the rest of us are all half day.
The producer Ethan.
Yep.
Yeah. I was half day. Were you morning or afternoon, Brian?
I was an afternoon.
Me too. Oh.
I believe I was a morning.
Yeah, I had morning too, because my parents could only get me there then.
I dug sleeping in.
Do you know, I was so excited to go to school. Like, I would get up so early in the morning and be like, Mom, I'm ready to go. And she's like, no, you have to go watch Barney. And I'd be so geared up to go to school. And like, I would be freaking out. My parents have to find like TV shows as a way to calm me down.
I have a fun story about that.
Oh, what did you do?
Well, this is...
It was nap time.
I was wondering when that was.
And,
I didn't want to bring it up because you were telling the story.
Yeah, and I had to pee, right? And okay, so in kindergarten, I don't know if this happened for you guys, but for our nap time, every day, a different student got to sleep in a different place, like in a certain place. Like every month, there was like a special place to sleep, like a big cardboard fire truck. Or a teepee or something.
Whoa. Yeah, cardboard.
That's so cool.
I remember a cardboard fire truck now that you
and a school bus was one. And but you got to sleep in a neater place, I guess. Yeah. And it was just every student got to do it.
Did you have to earn it or was it rotated?
No, it's just rotated. Oh. Everybody got to. And I was in the school bus, and it was like, you know, it's like 3 feet up, and I don't know how I got in it, I guess, but I was in it, and I wanted to go to the bathroom, and there was a bathroom in the classroom. I like this a door to it, and but I couldn't get out for whatever reason, and Hank, I whispered over to Hank to come help me get out of the fire truck so I could go to the bathroom.
Did they turn the lights off?
Yeah, the lights were off, the teacher, I think, sort of was outside talking to another teacher.
I wish the teacher was napping too.
Yeah, no, she was just outside, so there wasn't a teacher, so Hank clambered in to it, lifted me out of it. And then I went to the bathroom, and then I came back, and I think we just lifted up the cardboard and got back in. I really didn't need him at all. I think it's just Hank and I always did things together. So I'm like, Hank, help me get out of the fire truck or school bus or whatever it was. So, he helped me go to the bathroom.
What age is kindergarten? Because it's clearly not 7.
It's about 5 to 6.
I think I was 5.
That's why I went to 2 kindergartens, because I transferred to Chicago from El Paso.
Because you're so smart.
Yeah,
this is rough. That must have been a rough transition for you as a kindergartner.
Yeah, I didn't really know. Like, I kind of vaguely remember I always think about my schooling in Texas, and I wonder, because that's the first time I ever heard about a principal, and all the older kids were like, oh, that's the principal, that's the one in charge, and I thought it was like, well, who the hell is that? That's not my mom. What do I care? Like, that's that person, not, clearly not in charge.
You
like,
me?
Fuck you.
Mom owns me.
That's funny. And then I went to kindergarten in Chicago at St. Vincent de Paul, where I was the scourge of every teacher because I was just such a little asshole. I would never go to sleep. And I would always try and run outside to the playground because there was a playground. So yeah, any chance I got, I would just run for the doors to hang outside. And they would always have to guard. Like, they'd always have someone to keep an eye on me. Like, there was a little position for... Watch Matt, make sure he doesn't do anything stupid.
Now, I was excited to meet my school's principal because his last name was King. And I thought it was so cool that the boss was named
everyone
King.
Just imagine what a kindergarten Brian looks like. Hey. Right, tell me.
I can tell you.
No. What do you think?
What do I think he looks like?
In my mind, he's got a little bow tie.
I did.
Yes!
I had a big bow tie thing, and I wore suspenders a lot.
Yes!
Because I thought that was cool.
I can only imagine him in claymation. For whatever reason, he just seems like he would be better in a Christmas claymation movie.
In your claymation vision of Lil Biwo, does he have a vest?
He does have a vest.
Yeah. I didn't wear vests that often, but I would wear suspenders with every single outfit, no matter what. Whether it was
like
appropriate
a
or not.
Something like that?
Yes.
It's so funny.
Regardless of whether it was appropriate or not. Suspenders were it.
Did your parents buy you ill-fitting pants?
No,
I really liked them?
I just really dug suspenders.
Did like your grandpa wear them all the time or something?
No, I forget who did. There was probably some character or someone that wore suspenders
Roger
a lot
Rabbit.
That I thought was cool.
And it
cool.
was in that time because even I wore suspenders.
What?
Yeah.
You were the most fashionable kindergartner I've ever was.
No.
My mom always put a freaking bow on my head every day until until second grade when somebody like made fun of me that I always had a
Didn't
bow
I
on
see
my
you
head.
Like 2 weeks ago with a bow in your hair?
Okay.
Yeah, you still do that.
Now she owns
it. It looks
not
nice.
Every day,
she probably did it because it looked nice on you.
Yeah, sure.
Well, so I was excited to meet the king, Mr. King, the principal. And I thought he did a cool thing that I still keep with me to this day was he made it his mission to make sure that every single student in that school knew how to shake hands. That was his thing. He just make sure he would come to every class, especially the kindergartners, and teach them how to shake hands properly and introduce themselves. And we would have a day with Mr. King where you would say, like, "Hello, my name is Brian Wool. It is a pleasure to meet you."
Oh,
and you would shake hands, and he taught you the proper way to shake hands. And it's something that I use for the rest of my life. And that, it was such a sweet deal.
I was never taught that. I fuck up every meeting I have. I no one ever taught me. I'm like, I just got a Keith.
Yeah.
He just,
and then he punches him.
Yeah, I punch them.
Every time I've seen Keith meet somebody, he just shoves his pointer finger into the other person's open palm. Kindergarten was the first time that I actually ever discovered injustice. Like, serious injustice.
Like, yeah, that happens.
I
like corruption in your school?
Well, just general injustice. It was
when you learned life isn't fair.
I completely not fair. Like beyond just like, you know, your parents saying you don't get this or that.
Yeah,
it was there was a little girl. There was a little girl in my class.
What was her name?
Who her name was Patty. And Patty
cunt.
Yeah. And Patty Patty one day I was singing a song that my father had taught me, which was slightly inappropriate, and it was just because he knew that I liked Snow White and the Whistle While You Work song, and I would sing Whistle While You Work while I do stuff. And my father said, when my father just misappropriated it and said, like, "Whistle while you work, Pee-wee is a jerk, something, something, something," and I started singing
That's
thinking that I was so clever. And this girl decided that she felt that I swore, and she lied and said that I said shit.
No.
She told the
injustice!
Teacher. So she told the teacher that I said shit, and the teacher took me aside and said, "Brian, what did you say in front of Patty?" And I said, and I sang the song to her, and she said, "That is not what Patty told me.
Did you say shit?
Yeah,
Brian, did you tell Patty shit?"
And she said, "Did you say a swear word? The S word?" And I said, "What? I don't, what? What is that? What?
You know, shit. You know,
fucking shit."
Yeah.
Big old shit.
And I said, no. Shit-hole. And I started to cry because I was so upset that someone would say something about me like that.
And she said, and I said, that is so not true. And she said, Brian, you are lying. Little boys like to lie, and I will not stand for you lying to me. And I was so upset because I told her the truth. And she wrote on a note, and I remember the note said, it was like a standard note that teachers had, like kindergarten teachers would have.
Your child
and
it said shit.
And it had a green outline drawing of a little kid that looked sad, and it said, "Give your child a helping hand."
Oh, goodness.
And she, I shit you not, and she pinned it. She pinned it to the part of my back where I couldn't reach.
Oh no!
God, what a bitch.
And with a safety pin. So, and she wrote on the inside of the note, "Brian swore in class today. He'll tell you what he said."
Oh my god!
And did nobody
your parents believe you?
And nobody would take the note off my back. I asked for people to take it off my back. No one would do it because the teacher put it there.
You have to wear the yellow star. Dude.
So I wore this.
Or the scarlet letter. Why do you have to be a Jew?
So I wore this.
Mark is right here. I'm trying to include Mark into the podcast.
I did go scarlet letter before jury.
So I wore this fucking note home between my suspenders. On my way home, with my fucking bow tie, as I am just
stop
crying.
Going, oh, over there.
And I come to my parents, and I'm already upset. And my mother's like, "What's wrong?" And I was like, "I got in trouble, and I don't know why. It's all a lie."
Hey, wait, Biwo. Why didn't you? Couldn't you have just taken off your shirt?
I didn't think of that. I was 5.
Plus, he would have come home shirtless. His mom would be like,
"You could have taken the note off and put it on."
No, you can't put a shirt back on.
For a five-year-old, abstract concepts like taking off your shirt and making that connection is very difficult.
True.
To me.
Just pulling your shirt around.
Yeah, I tried that. Yes, I failed. She did a really good job of pinning it to the place where I couldn't get.
Wow.
And I remember my mother taking the note to my father, and my dad read it, and just laughed and laughed. and then he taunted me and said, "I'm going to call up your pastor, and I'm going to tell everyone at church what you did." And he said, "I'm going to tell the whole family. I can't wait for Thanksgiving, because Thanksgiving was coming up." And I was just so mortified.
No!
And he just laughed and laughed and put it on the mantle for like a day.
Where you couldn't reach.
Yeah. So that I had to deal with this. And I told him, and they probably believed me, but he just thought it was so fucking funny that I was accused of saying shit. In class, and it was just, and I felt, and
did
I
they say shit. Wait. So, but the note didn't say this. My son.
The girl said you said shit.
But was it on the
me.
Note?
No.
No. The
so
note
how did they know that you said that? They thought you said shit.
Because I told her what I told my parents what I was accused of. I told them the truth. I
so
told
you
them
did
everything.
Say, so you ended up saying shit.
No, I said they accused me of saying the S word.
Oh, I see.
And you mean you said shit?
Said big old fucking shit.
And my parents have said shit in front of me by that time. So they, you know, I knew what it was, but I didn't really understand. Mm-hmm. And I had the whole idea of it was I never did any of that. Mm-hmm. It was a terrible injustice. Awesome. And that was when I realized that life is not fair, and that there are jerks in this world, and I still hold it against this girl, Patty. Mm-hmm. And if I ever run into her again, she's going to know about it.
And
I'm going to let her know.
No one would ever believe that kid, too, who was like, "I didn't do it."
Yeah. No.
I'm also noticing a theme of your father just taking extreme delight in you cursing. Isn't there another story where you curse in front of your mom and when your mom had said something?
Yeah.
And your dad?
Yeah. My father took extreme delight out of any type of time where I failed and it was funny. if he told me not to do something and then I did it, and then something bad happened. Very funny. I touched pepper flakes, you know, that you get with pizza, and then I touched my eye.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We all have done something similar to that.
That is the first memory I have, the earliest memory. I was about 1.5 because it was the first time I experienced such extreme pain. It was... And he thought it was fucking hilarious.
That's my boy.
Yeah.
It was, dying.
My father always set it up so that I would feel some sort of frustration and anger and then had to deal with it as he laughed at
good
it.
Good old Mitch Woman.
And it set me up for a lot. And I am a very, very strong young man now because of it. And I am able to dish out the hurt. And I dare anyone.
Are you gonna
it got really serious
there
as Brian stared evilly into no one.
Are you going to be like your father when you have a kid?
Likely yes. Likely yes. No, I'll probably be a little bit more sympathetic, but there will probably be a lot of laughing at my own child.
I don't know, B-Well, you take a lot of delight in when any of us fuck up around here, too.
Well, I told them not to do it.
Especially if
B-Well
tells, Tins, Mark, or I not to do something, and we do it and it goes poorly, he will be very content.
I told that idiot not to do it, and now look where we are. Up to our eyes in water.
It's just, I really wish you you hadn't have done that.
You know what? It's my fault. I should have realized.
Really?
I should have put it up higher out of your reach.
It's totally my fault. I should have realized.
But back to kindergarten. Gustavo, you said you had a story, right?
Yeah. Oh, I was going off of... Lisa, you would say you were watching Barney. And,
yeah, love Barney.
Yeah, yeah. In kindergarten, when was it uncool to watch Sesame Street? At what age for you guys?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
You're born around second and third.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it was never, ever, because I thought it was so funny.
I know how your feelings go on Sesame Street, but I guess one of my few memories of kindergarten is I was the afternoon class,
okay.
So I got to watch Sesame Street, and when Sesame Street was over, that's when I knew I had to go to school, and I remember. I just remember having this innate, just one of my earliest memories having this shame and of going to school. Like, I can't tell anyone I'm watching Sesame Street. That's for kids.
This sounds oddly like me in eighth grade, but it's Sesame Street instead of Pokemon.
Yeah. You know, I have a thing like that. My brother Brian always made me feel like garbage if I was he was the reason I would stop watching little kid shows or something at an early age, because he would walk in and I'd be watching Sesame Street or something I shouldn't be watching, something on Nick Jr. And I was like in second or third grade, and he would say it like this, because he's Brian and he's smart. He's like, you know, that's preschool programming, right? That's for kids
that's
who
so
like
mean.
Can't spell.
Did you guys ever watch Muppet Babies?
Yes.
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 Both. I was with my friend Michael like daily in kindergarten.
I thought we all made it apparently clear that we watched Muppet Babies after that one podcast.
When we say,
I guess we did do that, didn't we?
Going off of what Bebo said, I just wanted to get this in. Apparently. When I was little, I did swear a lot. You didn't, but I did. And
more.
Yeah, and the neighbors across the street.
At what age did you do this?
Like, I had it before I was 7, because we moved when I was 7.
What?
So I'm pretty sure I was like
did
5 or 6.
Did you move because you swore too much?
They had to run you out of town.
We don't want her here in this town anymore.
Your parents
anymore.
Are so embarrassed. They couldn't redeem their reputation.
But like, I would only say it if my friend's older siblings would, provoke me to say it. You know, they'd be like, now what's that word again, Lauren? And they would give me a cookie every time I said it. No joke. So it was, like, rewarding, so I would want to do it more.
Pavlov dog situation.
Yeah.
So you'd be like, suck my dick, cocksucker! And then you'd have a cookie?
Very good.
Not like that, but just, like... I just, you know, I was just really, I was
shit.
Really, really tiny because I was born premature. So I, like, everybody was really amazed that I could talk because I looked like I was 3 when I was 5. You know what I mean? or whatever, or
you
I looked
were 2
like,
years premature?
No. But I was got like 2 feet shorter than everybody else.
2
like,
feet?
Well, all right. Well,
you were a midget.
Wow. Actually, my mom was worried I was a midget. She took me to the doctor.
I'm just picturing like one of those midget little people, I'm sorry, but who is just like a head and just arms. Like barely a torso.
I'm sorry to bother you, Dr. Phillips. I'm just terribly worried that our daughter, Lauren, might have midgetry.
I can only imagine Midget Lauren in claymation. Again, that makes more sense.
She is likely wearing a vest. Mm-hmm.
Did any of you guys get your first kiss in kindergarten?
Yes, what? I did.
Yeah. First grade.
Yeah,
I did. It was I remember it was this little white girl. And she had like
I believe they're just called girls.
Yeah. So I was dared to kiss her because she had like she always had like snot coming out of her nose.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm not gonna do that. That's gross. And kissing girls is gross. And they put together some of their lunch to give me this sweet package of like 2 pudding cups and like maybe a bag of chips or something.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
And like I was like, are you kidding me? Like 2 pudding cups and
that's
a bag of chips. Like that's huge. So
take that deal. Take that deal.
I did. I took it and I kissed her on the playground.
Nice.
So you told me
you
were a prostitute.
Yeah, man. Whatever.
You were in
now, did she have a say in this?
I don't know. I think it was just like we talked about it, and then they went up to her and they were like, "Oh, Matt wants to kiss you," and she's like, "What? Ew!" And then like eventually they talked her into letting me kiss her.
Just do it though.
I was very girl crazy until about
yesterday. Yuck! Fuck those things. Set up Spike.
Because Stelby takes an early lead in the podcast.
Boy, did you run away with the podcast. That was funny.
Second,
my father would love that moment.
Well, make sure he listens to this podcast.
I will.
He listens to a bunch of them.
He does listen. Mitch, all right.
Hey, let's talk about smoking meats some more.
Yeah, Mitch loves smoking meats.
I love talking to him about
it. Hey, let's talk about flying some more.
Let's do that.
He loves talking about flying and smoking meats.
He's cool.
Let's talk about your
Mitch Wall. You wish Mitch you were
Mitch Wall. You are Mitch Wall. Write into info@octaberries.com and say, hey, how you doing?
I would love to get a question from one of our parents.
That would be great.
Not me, because my mom has already said many times that she doesn't like the cursing.
I think it's I think she seems very upset with me because I'm so nice to her normally, and I really like your mom. But she seems
so surprised.
She feels
like you betrayed her.
She seems so surprised.
For so long at Pizza Capri, and then all of a sudden you're a dirty mouth.
And I said to her, I was like, you know, Miss Castelvi, you know, I swear sometimes it's not really who I am.
Do your parents hate me now?
Yeah, well they always do. Strange looking kid.
I think they just expected you to be that way.
Oh,
and they just
one?
Didn't expect it out of me.
What do they say
about
what,
you?
Yeah.
I don't think they ever talk about you. Probably the tall one. As I mentioned on several podcasts, my dad gets so much pleasure from not remembering things and mispronouncing things.
I think that's
Bevo for a while was like Bevo was
Bevo
on purpose, like on 100% purpose. It's called Bevo. Bevo. I think might still to this day.
Yeah,
they're like, hey, what's the Bevo up to?
Bevo, Dad.
That's what Colt would call a heel move.
Yeah. My dad's a total heel.
The verb to heel. Now.
Oh man! Oh, Makula was Makuda. It still is.
That's pretty awesome.
Sounds Japanese.
He calls me LP.
Yeah, yeah.
Does he not?
Well, that's because he thinks your name is L3.
What's that Makuda kid doing? I'm like,
does he think Nick's Japanese?
He just doesn't want to ever
please you in any way.
Make me happy.
Yeah. I would really love to meet a Nick Makuda one day.
Well, there was I knew a Joe Makuda in
really?
Kindergarten.
Holy
through,
shit.
Which is how I tied that back in.
Yeah,
there.
God, you are running away with this
podcast. I got it, and I'm not going to let go. And so... So Joe, yeah, I knew a Joe Makuta, and so that's where they come in. That's why she, when they hear Makula, they're like, oh, only can think of one person because they're old.
Did you go, were you...
When the suburbs.
When I was a kid, I always wore Halloween costumes that were not appropriate for my age.
Like a stripper?
No, I would just like reference things that were older than should be. Like I dressed up as Elwood Blues when I was 8, and everybody thought I was weird.
Yeah, that I would not expect any child of anywhere near that age to dress as Elwood.
I even did the tattoo on my knuckles like Elwood. So like it was easy. Yeah, well, it was like magic marker, really. But I remember.
I didn't expect it to be a tattoo.
and I remember when I was in kindergarten. I was the Tin Man, and the Tin Man. I mean, it's still a kid's thing.
Yeah.
But. It was apparently too old of a reference and not cool enough.
I was a Cleopatra in first grade, and like no one else really got it.
Wow!
But all the parents
doesn't it feel like shit when you're the kid that nobody gets your costume.
Yeah, the parents loved it. They like took pictures and like, ah, it's Cleopatra.
Yeah, in kindergarten I was Zorro.
How cool is that?
Nice. I was sweet, and my cousin was like one at the time.
Did your mom paint a mustache on you too?
You know, I wanted to be Zorro.
You wanted to be Zorro?
Yeah, totally.
You knew who Zorro was?
Yeah, for sure. In kindergarten, yeah.
I knew who Zorro was.
And I was because he had a sweet sword.
I knew
and I was like
about Zorro.
My cousin was he was like 2 at the time.
I guess cartoons.
He would dress as a clown. And so I was like poking him with my sword, and he was just a kid, baby, and he grabbed it and broke it in half. And I raised all sorts of hell because he broke my sword.
Fucking kidding me!
That's basically what it was. I was like, Halloween's over. This is the worst Halloween of my life. I am done Halloween trick-or-treating. My sword's broken. There's no point. There's no point.
Okay, maybe we'll get a couple houses.
Yeah.
Only the ones that give us the big candy, though.
Like, I really hated that how important things were as a kid. That was so
important.
Like, if my sword got broken, that was the end of the fucking day.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, that's right.
I love that I'm an adult now, and, like, I could have a really shitty day, but I can go home and, like, you know, watch whatever movie I want and get drunk. Or like...
And if your sword breaks, you can always go out and buy a new one.
Or I can go to Jewel and, like, buy a steak and make a sweet steak and be like, well, I can have steak right now. I feel better.
I still feel like a part of me has that little kid in there. When something gets ruined, I'm like, just fucking God, my iPod is out of batteries, so it's worthless. Fucking, what's your problem? Well, I don't have an iPod, for one. Idiots.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, man. I understand that.
I agree.
Keith nods.
I actually, funnily enough, I'm remembering that when I taught high school, now about a year and a half ago, I was actually one of the students that I was directing in the plays and stuff that we were doing. Was the daughter of who was then my kindergarten teacher.
Weird.
Wow. I thought that was just a weird thing as far as that happened. Like, it's a weird age gap sort of thing, you know?
Kind
of
went in a full
Never
circle.
Never thought that Biwo is staring at me evilly.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Scary faces.
Yeah, he's making devil faces.
Here's a side question.
Yeah.
Is it okay for you to tell teacher stories on our podcast?
I don't know.
I just want to know, like, can you ever tell us, like, weird, like...
It's not like they have, like, a
confidentiality.
Yeah. What goes on? They might.
The thing is, I don't think I have that many good teacher stories. I mean, it's just a teacher job.
But surely you had some kids who were fucking dumb. What were their names?
Oh, I see. I see where this is going. I can't do this.
I just
use abbreviations. Really... Just use abbreviations.
I can call one. You know what? I can call one kid out because he never should have doubted me in the first place.
Uh-oh.
Make him a superhero pseudonym.
His name was Jolton Joe.
Was he super fast?
Was he full of electricity?
His name was Joe.
Okay.
That's what I figured.
And this is the student that was ballsy enough to challenge me, Tins, Mr. Herzog,
to him.
To a beard off.
a challenge that for 1 month we would pick a day to shave our beards completely clean. And then let it grow out for a month straight. And whoever had the longer beard wins. He challenged me. I did nothing to... Well, I probably egged him out a bunch.
How old is this kid? Oh, you did egg him out. Yeah.
How old was this kid? He was either a junior or senior in high school.
So, 16, 17?
I remember probably when he 17. Came home from work that day and said, well, I'm in a beard off. he was so excited about it, too. What a great day.
How interesting to challenge a teacher. And then the teacher would then accept it.
Yeah. I was like, I want to make something really fun for this physics class.
You're
like,
a pretty cool teacher there, ain't you?
Yeah. I know what I am. So the scariest part, though, was at the time when we agreed upon the challenge, we both had pretty nice beards going.
Handsome beard.
Yeah, we had some thick beards happening. So it was going to be a big deal that first day that we showed up to class clean shaven, and I was so nervous about shaving my beard off completely because
Before we get there, I want to know how the beard off started. Was he just like Mr. H, which I assume you go by?
Yeah.
I think that I can grow a beard better, and you're like, yeah, whatever. And he's like, I challenge you to a beard off, Mr. H. And then you were like, okay, or were you like, nah, that's stupid?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember exactly what it was. We probably must have been joking to each other about each other's facial hair.
Like in private
hair.
Or in
front? No, like in front of the whole class. I would always do these things in front of everybody. Yeah.
Well, I guess if you shave your beard, I'll shave my beard.
But the thing I was most worried about was that Jolton Joe was going to pull a fast one on me and just not shave that day. And he would just trick his physics teacher into shaving his luxurious beard off.
Oh, yeah. I think you'd still come up on top, man, because you shaved it off. You pussy it out.
And you could just
so
say
what
that.
Happened?
Well, he's got a handsome job.
Would you still be allowed in school to call on him and only refer to him as Wimpy Joe for the rest of the year?
Are you kidding me? I would have run that kid into the ground.
Broken his spirit.
Can you break a student's spirit on purpose and get away with it?
No, I would. I would implement a lot of.
Why did you make it an experiment, Mr. Science?
I would.
Mr. Science!
The best moment of it, though, was the end of the beard off.
How long was it, the beard off?
A month.
One month.
It was, I believe, the whole month of February. A nice, cold month. A good month to have a beard, I might add. It really helps. But at the end of the month, the winner got to keep the beard. The loser had to shave down to a mustache and wear the mustache for two whole school days. And I was the victor, A, because I won the beard off, and B, because that next class day was a Friday. So kid had to wear just his month-old high schooler mustache all throughout the weekend.
The loser has the mustache?
Was he true to his word? Did he do it?
He was. He certainly was.
Did he look ridiculous?
Ridiculous enough. I far surpassed him in the beard challenge.
That's a fun class to be in, I'll say that much. Yeah. If I was in that class...
No, it was great. We got to joke about it every day. It made the beginning of every single class that hour
Mr.
a little bit
H
better.
Mr. H and Joe are in a beard off. Joe lost because Mr. H is awesome. And so Joe had to fucking wear a shitty-ass mustache.
Did you just start class every day of the beard off like... Well, students, please open your books to Chapter 11, where we discuss Einstein's theory of relativity. Can we start reading on page 37? Joe, your beard's looking a little peckish today. Why don't you start reading?
I imagine they just walk in class and it's like, all right, here we go. Joe, put your chin on the desk.
No, you know what we did?
Ruler, and then they just measured it.
We took, in front of the whole class, we took weekly pictures. Like side by side to see the race in action.
That's the best you lasted a whole month. Like, that's a long time.
Yeah.
When was this bet? This was after the lost bet that we had.
Well, it was after we agreed upon the lost bet, but it would have been before I had to buy you steak.
Yes, of course, since that happened recently.
Yeah.
So you have just a total history of doing stupid bets.
Well, I figure I win some, I lose some. Sometimes I make a high schooler shave down to a mustache. Sometimes I gotta buy my friend a $200 steak dinner.
One of our producers, Robert Hughes, just whispered into my ear that he would like to issue you the same challenge.
Uh-oh.
With his beard and your beard.
Oh, no.
Robert, you don't have a shave your beard, my producer. So.
But you do, like, you do it, Robert?
Robert is thinking.
Because you'd have to shave it all to start with.
Yeah,
and I'm already down, man. I got nothing to lose.
Don't do it, Tins.
You would have a naked face.
Like a baby.
I thought you're at this new job. You have the new job, right?
Yeah.
And so now you're like a pussy about your facial hair. It has to be like a certain way or you'll get fired.
No.
I asked you at the hipster show
to keep your mustache. Because I thought it looked cool, yeah. And you said, no way.
I said, like, I don't want to have to deal with going to work like this. I just didn't want everybody I saw at work to be like, hey. So I gotta ask, what's with the mustache?
That's what I was talking about, the hipster podcast. The second, like, you decide to be a hipster, like, doesn't everybody go like, hey, what's with the mustache or the bike on the bike?
You know what? Maybe with some people, it's a gradual process. Like, they'll start with a full beard, and gradually they'll shave, you know, bits and pieces off to prepare people for the transition, you know?
So do you like, go from, like, beard to goatee to mustache?
Goatee plus chops, probably. And then, you know, you can slowly shrink the chops. You can thin the goatee out. And
man, I'm glad I don't have to deal with facial hair.
Cloud said, totally serious.
Sounds complicated.
It is.
What do you guys think of my mustache?
Segway!
So,
it's pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Whatever. I like clean-shaven Keith.
Yeah.
Yeah.
our producer Robert disagrees.
I think the ladies are right. I don't grow that great of a facial hair.
It's different though. It's like having a different kind of Keith action figure.
I'm Steve right now.
That's right. Cool Keith is
hanging with Steve. Afterwards, he's probably going to go to bed in Steve's pad.
Yeah. No, he go up in Keith's room.
Steve's pad's looking nice.
Yeah.
Clean.
It's still a shame Steve is going to wake up in a garbage bed.
Wow.
Actually, more it's Keith that wakes up in the garbage bed.
Although I did, when I was throwing out a bag of garbage this morning, I did see a sweet set of, like, a garbage dresser drawer set. I was thinking about it.
There's some good stuff you can find.
Garbage.
I know. We have a pretty good garbage room, truth be told. A lot of good garbage gets thrown away.
Yeah.
Did anybody else here have to go through a kindergarten circus?
Oh, what? My God. Yes. Well, we went to the same school.
Wait. That's what I just remembered.
What is that?
It's great.
I don't want to do another Yellow Star reference, but Mark, are you wearing one?
I'm so glad you recalled that.
The kindergarten circus. The kindergarten circus is some sort of Hunting Ridge tradition where children reenact an entire circus, including some of them being forced to portray animals and others being like lion tamers. Someone had to be the fat lady.
I was me.
What?
It was me. Dude, well, good for a kid's ego. Two people. I was the beautiful lady on the horse's back, and then I was the fat lady.
Ah, that was the compromise.
And I
compromise.
Got, like, stuffed with pillows, and, like, the strong men, like, walked
but
by
they,
my side.
So they bring in, like, all the parents of kindergarten, and they watch their children just embarrass themselves, pretending to be, like, and I remember the way it started, the reason I remember it the most is, like, every time we did something in kindergarten, I always got, like, the lamer thing to be. Like, we were, like...
Here we go.
Here we go.
No, like, we did, like, this Thanksgiving.
So
all the Native Americans had these, like, sweet headdresses, and they were like, well, I know you worked really hard to make a sweet headdress, Mark, but we need, like, 15 people to be pilgrims. So I had to be a shitty pilgrim. And then they did, like, something else. And so, like, finally, when it came to the circus, they were like, what does everyone want to be? And I was like, I want to be a fucking lion tamer.
You didn't say fucking.
I did not say fucking.
Did you say fuck, you little shit?
My freeze frame, what does young Mark look like in your mind? Go.
He's claymation.
Oh, he's way claymation.
Sweatpants. Sweatpants is what I got.
Sweatpants.
Definite sweatpants. I think just a white. It's got a shark on it.
Yeah.
No, no, like an animal. Just at least just a picture of like a giraffe or like,
oh,
like,
yeah, right, like so a red flat top. Right.
No, no, it's like Matthew definitely because like from a museum. Mark would wear something that was from a museum that he went to.
I would really like
the dinosaur.
I would say it's sweatpants. It's dinosaur. It's a dinosaur sweatshirt tucked into sweatpants.
Oh yeah, with a non hoodie, it's just sweatshirt.
Yeah,
just
sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Man, that is lame. Mark.
It matches. it matches. It matches the pants.
Oh, yeah. Of course
with
it does.
And I'll have you know this. So, I'll have you know this. The cuffs are a different color than the rest of the shirt.
Oh, it's genius.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I should try to find a picture of me. I don't think it's anything
I
like
bet
that.
You
put it on the website.
Spot on.
I gotta find some sort of like claymation. Character builder, avatar.
I think it's called Clay.
We should all put up our baby picture or our kindergarten pictures on the website.
So there I was, mildly guilty that I just whined until they made me a lion tamer. Because there were only two lion tamers, and it was apparently like the coolest thing to be because you got a sweet hat and a whip.
Boom.
And there were like five kids who all had to be lions that you would be supposedly whipping at, which I was very good at just whipping at them. But this the other lion tamer, this D-bag Chris, loved just whipping the shit out of these girls who were playing the lions.
Oh my god.
And I was well versed in Injustice by this point. So one day I confronted him like when we weren't on, but we had all of our costumes and whips. And I was like, dude, you can't whip the lions anymore. It really hurts. And he was like, how would you know? Do you know how it hurts? And I was like, no, but you do. And then I just whipped him.
Whoa.
As hard as I could.
Shark attack.
Shark attack.
Mark, first of all, the police yet apprehended the individuals responsible for the idea of a kindergarten circus?
Yeah, it was like
I hope so.
It happened in my school too.
No, really? So humiliating.
Except it was the South, so you had to wait till there were second graders.
Why? I don't understand why it's a circus.
You just
reenact
a circus.
Why?
I had
you
something
songs
similar.
And everything.
In my, but I wasn't the kindergarten I went to was just a kindergarten. It didn't have like. First through 8th grade, but when I was like in 8th grade, the kindergartners in my school used to get paraded around on Halloween.
Yeah, I did have that.
Yeah.
You had to
that.
Go to every classroom and show all the older kids how cute you were.
Yeah.
And I was just like, God, these kids must be terrified. They're like, you know, 5 or 6, and there's like boys like me who want to shoot spitballs at them. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to nail one of those fucking little...
Dressed up like a Power Ranger.
That I do remember.
Yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
did.
Oh,
even
yeah.
the teachers.
Yeah.
And then there were, at least in my elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
That I get. But this is not on Halloween. The
no.
circuit.
This
is
just
like a different day. Purely
for the humor
the
of your
circus.
Parents.
Mark,
it's the time of the year that the circus
like a, it's
happens.
Like a Thursday in November.
Yeah.
Mark, how long does this event go for? Like
yeah,
a
is it
half
just
hour?
It's like 45 hour minutes in the gym. Yeah.
45 minutes being a lion tamer? Or
No, I only had one segment in it, but I only got to do one thing because I got the most coveted role. And then after I whipped that kid, he stopped whipping the lions.
Like, wow. So I'm picturing it like a haunted house where you just walk through.
No.
It's like a fun
a
fair sort of
no,
thing.
It was,
no, it's in the cafeteria. No,
it's like a show.
Okay. It was
like,
yeah, it was like all staged.
It was
and,
a big stage.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a little stage.
And all of our parents are just sitting around laughing. Because they realized what was happening.
Are they really laughing?
In
this,
my
is,
mind,
is this
yes.
your sad twist?
No,
on the regular
no. This story does not end sadly. God damn it!
It sure
yes.
did
he
start that
his
way.
To
so I whipped this dude,
so
and then
right.
all the girls who were the lions were like,
damn.
"Thank you so much for saving us." And this one girl, Dana, who I was friends with, we were like. Playing Ninja Turtles later, and she was April, and she totally kissed me.
Nice.
Whoa!
Because
yes,
I saved
her. Rocked at that. Mm-hmm.
Man, that's
good
boom.
Job,
that Ninja
good
Turtles
job.
Reminds
Bam,
me
Mark.
Of when I was in the first part of kindergarten in Texas, and I kidnapped a kid. Kind of.
What?
Well, I just went across the state line.
Podcast.
No, I would always like whenever my aunt, my mom's younger sister. My Aunt Lucy, who you've never met, Costello.
I've never met her.
she used to pick me up from kindergarten, and she was always late. So I used to just try and walk home because I knew it was like pretty close. But here I am, like five. I'm like, fuck, I'm just gonna walk
home.
Let's
go.
Yeah. So I would always get in trouble. I'd get caught halfway home, and they'd be like, "What are you doing? You can't just leave school. Blah blah blah. You can't just do that." And I was like, "Well, no one was here to pick me up, so I just left." So one time,
that's terrifying for a parent.
Yeah,
yeah.
Kid's just gone.
Yeah,
but the thing is, your only son is gone.
But it's so much worse if you're the aunt supposed to take care of that.
Oh man,
because then you got to tell that mom. Like,
that's so much responsibility. Yeah.
So I was hanging out with this kid, and like it was like the first time we'd ever really hung out during the day, and it's like a new friend, and I wanted to hang out with him and play Ninja Turtles with him, and I just got this new Ninja Turtles tape, and I was like, why don't you come over? You know, just hang out.
Come on,
and he was like, "Yeah, sure, let's hang out." And then my aunt was late again, so I was like, "Well, let's just walk to my place. I know where we live." But he didn't tell his mom.
Oh no!
So like, we just leave, and we get to my house. We get picked up halfway, and my aunt was like, "Who's this? Who did you bring with you?" I'm like, "Oh, we're gonna hang out." And she assumed that his mom was okay with it. Which you shouldn't have, because here we are just walking alone.
Just two five-year-olds.
Yeah. So we hang out for like...
She totally took the kid's word for it.
Yeah.
Like, I probably would not believe you. I would like to believe that I would.
We were watching the Ninja Turtles tape, having a good time. We played Ninja Turtles afterwards.
Is this like the cartoon or the movie?
Yeah, the cartoon. Okay. And then a few hours later, I just remember his mother coming in just weeping uncontrollably.
Oh, no.
Oh,
and
God.
I was like, what is your deal, man?
Deal, man. Just playing Ninja Turtles.
We were just hanging out. And then, like, eventually she ended up, like, coming over all the time because she, like, had a good laugh with my grandma about it. But yeah, that's the time I kidnapped a child. And
oh, my goodness.
I was a child, too.
Kids
so
are
it was okay.
Stupid.
It's for good reason, though.
Yeah.
Kids taking kids.
Now... That circus, you guys. I assume everyone had a school play,
yeah.
Like in elementary school, right?
I had kindergarten. For me, it was How to Catch a Leprechaun.
Who played? You did not have one.
I didn't have one. We had a talent show.
A talent show in elementary school.
Yeah. We had talent show. This one did the Men in Black dance. It's in fifth grade.
Is that on video anywhere?
No, I thought I told you guys about the Men in Black dance, maybe.
No.
No, we'd have been talking about this a lot more if you had.
I have a lot of questions.
Well, it was like straight out of a movie. There are five of us who decided for the talent show. We're going to do a dance to Men in Black. And we got our older friend, or my friend.
How many of you were black men?
No, we're all just white girls.
Oh,
white girls.
But so we had like Jen, who's in the group, had her older friend like in high school help us with some cool dance moves.
Ooh.
And like we thought we were so cool. We had sunglasses. We had these black T-shirts that were like way too big for us. But we got that gel pen thing you can get from the craft store, and we wrote MIB on the back.
Sweet.
And we decorated them. And so like we had these black T-shirts, and we're like, man. We're going to be the coolest act. And so we do our act at the show, and we're like, oh man, that went great. And like literally the one right after us is the sixth grade girls doing Men in Black, but they like have their shirts tied up so you can see their midriff, and they're like all sexy, and like they have like actually cool dance moves.
Get the fuck out of here.
And, and like everyone is just cheering. We were so sad. We were like, no, remember us.
It could have not been worse. You could have gone after that.
Asshole talent show producer
let
that happen?
Yeah, that's terrible. How did they let that happen?
Listen, there were like 15 bad. Other Men in Black references in that talent
we were,
show.
Like,
that
was standing just up and they're just like, woo! Yeah. And we're like, what?
How did they not know that that was bad booking? I did talent shows in elementary school. I ended up hosting them a lot. I would write my own material starting in fifth grade. It was awesome. And
what in the fuck world could you have possibly
what is the
to
deal?
Talk about?
What is the deal with the cafeteria?
I did the janitor's retirement party.
What?
Hey, all you cool cats out there.
Man,
thanks for coming to Jerry's
retirement party.
I'm going to host B-Wo.
It was the janitor's retirement party hosted by me, Brian Wolf.
This is what I get for my years of service. Who are you?
This is a great cartoon, though.
This is a great
cartoon as a kid. Just host the.
I wrote so many great jokes that I okayed them all.
I killed.
And the teachers had their little skits that they would do. And I would just be the MC to
elementary school teachers have the worst skits.
Man. Yeah, they were terrible.
Oh God!
Every year,
my material killed. Theirs bombed like you wouldn't believe.
So
I was like,
bad.
What is wrong with these?
You should have directed them or something.
I wanted to be like, hey, look,
try
you
to
know,
keep up, Miss Haberdasher.
I could have written for
them. They should have listened to you.
B-Lo. I had some good shit.
But you know what? It was your fault. You should have expected them.
Wait. Brian. Do you know any of the jokes still?
I do remember I had a sound cue that I thought was the tits. It was...
hey, the sound cue was the tits. Let's throw it in.
It was because they, over the PA, they would sound like a beep noise. So that you'd know that he was needed, because they didn't page him individually. They didn't have walkie-talkies. They would just sound it over the entire school's PA.
Okay.
And it would be like, beep, beep. It would go like
they
that.
They need me.
And then Mrs. Dawson, the secretary, would get on and say, Mr. McGowan, you are needed in... Mr. Ludke's classroom, bring them up.
How disheartening for that janitor.
It was like I couldn't hardly
think about it. Probably nightmares about that song.
But that was the only way they had to communicate to him, besides like just sending someone to go find him. You know,
I'm on a quest. the janitor's. Oh, there he is. He's in janitor's class.
And he's
in the janitor's closet. Yeah. That's like his break room.
Yeah. He just stands in there like Bender.
He's not allowed. He's not allowed in the faculty.
For some reason,
room.
He's just looking at cards. In my imagination,
a deck of cards. Like reading a deck of cards.
I wasn't a big fan of the Seven of Clubs. Let's see what's next.
This is a great cartoon.
Excuse me. It's like, what? We're busy.
I'm so busy.
All of these bits are such a great episode of a cartoon.
Wait, Brian, oh so God. What did you do with
the little B-Wolf? Oh
So I organized a bit where what was it? It was they would beep twice, and they would say like Mr. McGowan, it's party time.
That's when the strippers came.
And like the beep beeps would always be something really good, like Mr. McGowan. There is a steak dinner ready for you. And like I thought that was a really good bit. And I stand by that.
None of his help buddies loved it.
God, I gotta say, it's been 15 some odd years since I did that bit. Still would do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. McGowan, beer soaked titty party for you.
You're a little different. Right?
That's so weird.
I just, it's a different vocabulary. Sorry, Mrs. Castelby. But,
it's okay, Emma.
You know, it's just, I felt like I had good material then.
Damn it.
Yeah. You guys were probably funny kids, funny enough.
Yeah, nope.
I
don't care.
Well, actually, one time I did a funny prank.
Yeah.
And I ended up causing a lot of damage.
Oh my God. How much worth?
Well, $10,000. But I took out a loan. And the really high interest rate, and my $10 became $10,000.
Oh God! So you were in debt.
Well, now I am.
I can't believe they approved that loan to you as a child.
I barely. No,
they did, Mark.
It was only $10.
God damn it, Lord.
Oh. Did you put it on your credit card though? Because you know the interest rates on those are out of control.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. That's how I got to $10,000.
Wow. Jeez. I wonder if you could resolve this.
Well, you can. Guys,
huh?
Wait, huh? You can talk to legal helpers. Legal helpers debt resolution.
Oh, that thing we talk about every week.
Explain.
Guys, legal helpers debt resolution guarantees.
Not a guarantee.
To negotiate down your credit card debt of $10,000 or more.
And
legal helpers debt resolution will help you go back to your childhood, correct all your problems, and then you'll be a well-adjusted human.
Age Mayberry.
You'll also probably be better looking, too.
all that from Michael Upper's debt resolution?
All the time. Every time. Just call them and tell them Octavarius sent you.
Do they have like a jingle I could remember?
One they're singing around the globe.
Textbook, Brian. Legal helpers, the resolution. Legal helpers, dear.com. That's all I got.
Good job, Castellani.
This podcast has also been brought to you by Target. Yay. I haven't gone to Target yet this week, but I might.
Target. Go there when you need toilet paper.
And they have good girls' shoes.
Great.
They do.
Oh, God.
Target. Deliciously cheap bananas.
Dude, I got a sweet deal at Target like a week ago.
Yeah. What was it?
It was if you buy two giant packages of toilet paper, you get a free $5 Target gift card.
What?
You know who else got a really sweet deal at Target? That really homophobic candidate that they donated like $10,000 to.
I know!
Oh, that's right. That's the other running theme. Yeah. Say something nice about Target and then say something how they hate gays.
I know. Yeah,
I wish we had to lie about it, but apparently we don't.
Target, if you can get past it.
Nice.
I don't know why anyone hasn't done the if you gays, you can't stays.
Oh, boy.
Spoiler Target. Alert for next week.
We're spot on.
I mean, they're perfectly happy to like take money from any member of any sexuality. They just then take their money and spend it on people who try to legally restrict them.
Especially the
That's
gays.
The best ad of all, Mark.
Target. Uh-oh.
I already told you guys we shouldn't keep doing this. Wiz is immediate.
I'm not stopping until I get a single cease and desist letter.
There you go.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's podcast. Check back every Monday for a fresh episode.
Oh, come to our show this coming Sunday, where it'll be kindergarten themed.
Yeah, was it Frothers?
Yeah, I hope that answered your question, Sally.
Yeah, it's Sally, 7 o'clock on the show. Comedy Sports
Where
Theater.
Were you born? Kindergarten. Make sure it fits you.
is that what it is? Just like you're in kindergarten?
I guess, yeah.
I love that idea.
What's the password?
Don't take it.
What was the
password last week for the hipster one?
For the hipster one, it was I knew Octavarius before they were
cool.
Ah, that's so good.
You mean what was the password last week for that wrestling show?
Oh, yeah.
2 weeks ago, Mom, is what I meant to say.
Regardless, follow us on Facebook, and then you will know the secret password for this week.
Yeah. Oh, and also, if you bring a kindergartner... You know what? Don't bring a kindergartner.
We're not bringing
I say you should get like $3 off if you bring a kindergartner.
Pay with
too.
A kindergartner and you'll get in for free.
Kindergartner gets in free. I don't care.
Whatever. All right. Lauren, have you been practicing the sign off?
I hate you so much.
We say it every
yes,
week.
Yes. All right. I can do this.
All right.
All right.
All right, guys. Lauren, sorry, I'm kind of tired.
That's okay.
No, don't put the pressure on me.
It's already that Lord.
Just got it. Oh, have eight legs and a wicked
damn it! God damn it, every week!
Eight days.
Oh my goodness.
Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
You're running out of time.
How could she do it? How could she do it?
He's coming back
from war.
It's been every week, Tins. I'm out of here.
I don't...